Hare Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Gopi Jana Balaba Kirivani Dare Gopi Jana Balaba Kirivani Dare Gopi Jana Balaba Yamuna Tira Manachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Vrishabhasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Prabhupada Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravane Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavari, Paskajare Shitarine. Nirvishesha Shunyavari, Paskajare. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Jari Gaur Madhavendra Om Jayam Prabhu Nityananda Nityananda Shri Jari Gaur Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Jayam Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bolo. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Jaya Prabhu Para Prabhu Para Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Prabhu Para Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Jagora Hare Bol. Nitya Hare Bol. Jai Nityananda Bhishma Om Bishabad Barmahansa Paribhaja Gajasi Sivani Sivani Grace Abhaya Charavinda Bhaktivedanta Chidani Krishwaj Jagakuru Sira Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Nityananda Bhishma Om Bishma Barmahansa Paribhaja Gajasi Sivani Sivani Grace Sira Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasari Krishna Chakra Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Gauri Vaishnava Ki Jai Namacharya Sira Stakura Ki Jai From Chikosta Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Swasiti Gaura Bhakti Vinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokopana Shamakanda Radha Kuna Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Rama Ki Jai Navadip Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Vrinda Devi Shimani Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Jamuna Maya Ki Jai Dwarka Dham Ki Jai Mathur Ram Ki Jai Holy Mayapur Ram Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hari Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai Brihat Madanga Ki Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai, Shri Jagannath Swami Baladeva Sabhaja Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Madhava Asta Sakhis Ki Jai, Nrsingha Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shamavira Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Nitai Gopamanandi Hari Hari Bolo. All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories, all glories. Shri Shri Guna Gadanga, Gopamanandi Hari Hari Bolo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, ninth canto Chapter 16, text number 24. This is the narration of Lord Parshuram and how he destroys the world's sinful ruling class or kshatriyas, deviated kshatriyas. Studeham jamanagnistu, swabdeham jamanagnistu, labva. Sangyana Lakshanam Krishnam Mandale Sobhut Saptamo Rama Pujitaha Swadeham Jamadagnistu Labdva Sangyana Lakshanam Krishnam Mandale Sobhut Saptamo Rama Pujitaha Swadeham Jamadagnistu Lava Sangyana Lakshanam Vishnam Mandale Subhut Saptamo Rama Pujitaha. Next. Shout loudly, please, loudly. Enthusiasm. Okay, next. Swadeham Jamalagnistu
Labda Sangjaya Lakshana
Labva Sangyana Lakshanam Vishnam Mandale Subud Saptamo Rama Pujitaha Mandale Lakshanam Nam Mahandale Sobud Tamo Rama Pujitaha Vaishnavis Swadeham Jamadagnistu Labva Sangyana Lakshmanam Vishnam Bandale Sobud Tamo Rama Sujitaha. Next. Medam Bama Ragnistu. Lava Sangyana Lakshanam. Vishnam Mandale Subud. Tamo Rama Pujitaha. Translation. Thus Jamadagni, being worshipped by Lord Parshuram, was brought back to life with full remembrance, and he became one of the seven sages in the group of seven stars. Please repeat. Thus Jamadagni. Louder. Give it some enthusiasm.
Being worshipped by Lord Parshuram
was brought back to life
with full remembrance.
And he became one of the seven sages in the group of seven stars. Are you ready to have a good time? Yes? Good. Because hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is how to have a good time. Not cinema, not, you know, non-devotee restaurants and all that, but hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is the way to have an actually good time. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The seven stars revolving around the pole star at the zenith, zenith means at the top, are called the Saptarishi Mandala. On these seven stars, which form the topmost part of our planetary system, reside seven stages: Kashyapa, Achali, Vashishta, Vishwamrita, Gotama, Jamadagni, and Bharadvaja. These seven stars are seen every night, and they each make a complete orbit around the pole star within 24 hours. Along with these seven stars, all the other stars also orbit from east to west. The upper portion of the universe is called the north, and the lower portion is called the south. Even in our ordinary dealings, while studying a map, we regard the upper portion of the map as north. Let us say the Guru Parampara Pranams, please. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Shramane Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Sunivare Paskajade Sitaran Om Aginati Mrindat Gira Gira Shalakaya Chaksuvan Manitam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Darati Svapadanteham Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jita Parakamalam
Sri Gurum Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sarvajatam Sahagana Ragunitam Natam Stam Sajayvam Sadvaitam Savarupam Parajana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakatam Stam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kancha Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishwanu Suta Devi Pranavami Havidibi Pancha Kalpa Kribascha Kripa Sindhir Bhavacha Patidam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. Thus Jamanagni, being worshipped by Lord Parashuram, was brought back to life with full remembrance and became one of the seven sages and a group of seven sages. Narayanam Namaskritya Nanam Chaiva Narottamam Devam Sarasvatam Vyasam Matoram Adhirya Nasta Pariyesu Abadisu Nityam Bhagavata Sivya Bhagavadupana Sloka Bhakti Bhavadi Naistiki. So Javagdagni, as you've been hearing in the past few verses, is the father of Lord Parashuram, and he was killed unfairly, which made Parashuram extremely angry. Making Parashuram angry was not a good idea. Not a good idea. So, because angry Parashuram, remember, he's got his axe, unusual weapon. I don't know that there's, I mean, they had in Vedic age many different kinds of weapons, you know. Axes may have been amongst the different kinds of weapons Kshatriya would have. However, there weren't any axes like Parashuram's. Parashuram's axe is going faster than the speed of mind. Now, we know from our own experience how the mind is going here and there. You can think for a moment, you could, in a split second, you can be in America by thought if you want to, or you can be in Russia, you can be in China, anywhere you want to be within a split moment of time, time traveling. So speed of mind is very fast. But this axe of Parashuram is going faster than the speed of mind, fast, super fast. And with this axe, he's butchering these deviant Kshatriyas, because he was disgusted that they had unfairly killed his father. And so he was taking his revenge on them. So in this way, this is not mythology. This is actual history of the universe. Srimad Bhagavatam is the actual history of the universe. Try to understand something. Therefore, I avoid calling it stories, because there's a tendency to think of, as soon as you say stories, the mind tends to think, okay, kids, let's hear a nice story, you know. But the Srimad Bhagavatam, so I tend to say narration instead of story, because it's truth, it's actual history. Just like there's a section of the Vedas called Itihasas, histories of the universe also. So in one sense, Srimad Bhagavatam is like a Itihasa, because it's genuine history of the universe. All these things are events that have factually taken place. So we see that Parashuram had the power to bring his father back to life, and with full remembrance, so his father could remember everything that had happened. And then he became one of the seven sages in the group of seven stars. Well, this is way up high in the universe, Saptarishi. Now, we should try to get a lesson from this narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, that these great sages and saints up on the higher planetary systems, including the devas, the demigods, of course their lifespan is very, very long. So we have to be careful. Prabhupada indicated that many of his disciples might go to the heavenly planets. If you have got material desires, why stay on this planet? You can't get much fulfillment here, you know. But on the heavenly planets, let's say if you want power, okay, you can go heavenly planets, no problem. Super weapons, no problem. You can go heavenly planets. They're all kshatriyas, you know. They're warriors. Super weapons, flying machines. If you want sex, no problem. Kshatriyas can have sex with anybody. No restriction. It's not called illicit sex up there. Young ladies, including apsaras, they can have sex with anybody. You know, Indra himself is surrounded by so many beautiful women, and he can have sex with all of them if he wants, you know. So, not the same rules up there, not the same conception, different conception of Dharma up there. And actually, sometimes they forget Sanatana Dharma. So they get caught up. They get caught up in the sense gratification, and they begin to forget the Supreme Lord, which is what happened with the sons of Kuvera, Managriva and his brother, how they forgot the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They were just in the mood of enjoying, and they were enjoying with pretty girls, naked, in the water. And then along came Narada Muni, and then, see, he's always at the right place at the right time. Do you know that? Narada's always at the right place at the right time, either by psychic power, or Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna tells him where to go. In other words, he's a perfect surrender devotee. He gets his marching orders, so to speak, from Lord Vishnu and from Krishna. Where to go? He appears miraculously on every scene. Doing. Suddenly, Narada Muni appears, just like he appeared on the path when Dhruva Maharaj was on his way to the forest to find out Lord Vishnu. And Narada said, "My dear boy," remember Dhruva Maharaj was only 5 years old, and he was going to find Lord Vishnu because his mother told him, there's only one authority higher than your father. Your father's the emperor of the world. Dhruva Maharaj said, "Really, who is it? Who is it? Tell me." And so his mother told him, "Well, it's Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." "Where can I find Lord Vishnu?" "Well, usually saints and sages, they go to the forest and they perform austerities and meditation. And this way they find Lord Vishnu there." And no more discussion. Dhruva Maharaj did not say anything. He just left without food, without clothing, he had clothing, but without any kind of belongings, no backpack. You know, he simply left for the forest. And when he was on the way to the forest, doing, on the path, suddenly Narada Muni appears. "My dear boy, where are you going?" "Oh, I'm going to find Lord Vishnu." "Oh, that's very nice, my dear boy. You're only 5 years old." Narada wanted to test him, you know. Narada knew what he was doing, and he knew he was, everything like that. But he wanted to test him and see what was the extent of his sincerity. So he said, "My dear boy, you're only 5 years old. You should go back home and you should play with your friends and sports activities and all these things. Later in life, usually king, you'll become the king, you'll become the emperor. And later in life, you can indulge in seeking out the Supreme Lord through the path of self-realization. So you just go back and you'll be very nicely situated, no problem, and you'll become seek after Lord Vishnu later, in the ripe years of your life." So Dhruva Maharaj says, "No, I'm sorry, Maharaj. I don't mean to disrespect you or anything, but I'm sorry, I can't accept your instruction." So Narada Muni was just testing him. He knew, of course, that Dhruva Maharaj would pass the test, but he tested him anyways. "So, Maharaj," Dhruva says to Narada, "is there something you can do to help me?" "Yes, all right. So you can go and meditate on Lord Vishnu and chant mantra." So in this way, he went on his way into the forest. He passed the test of Narada Muni, and he went seeking out Lord Vishnu. And then he performed severe austerities, first by eating only some flowers, fruits, whatever he could get in the forest. And then later, just leaves. And then later, after some time, only water And finally, he became what's known as a breatharian. Breatharian means someone who lives only off of breathing. No water, no food, no air, no nothing. So there was an article in Bhakti Gaudiya magazine some time ago about a breatharian. And so that means they don't eat, they don't drink water, they're living off the air only, yogis in other words. So Dhruva Maharaj became a yogi, a very high class yogi. All of this within 6 months only. He was not an ordinary child, certainly not. So he was performing extreme pranayama, you know. And he was limiting his breathing even, you know. And when he would breathe, he was became such a powerful yogi in such a short amount of time, he was sucking all the air out of the universe. The devas couldn't breathe. They couldn't breathe. So they knew that the boy was after Lord Vishnu. So they petitioned Lord Vishnu. "My Lord, we can't breathe. Will you please find out? It's that, see, that boy down there. He's sucking all the air out of the universe. We can't breathe. Will you please find out what he wants? He wants something from you. Please find out what he wants." Lord Vishnu says, "All right, very good." So he goes and appears. And Dhruva Maharaj had been meditating intensely on Lord Vishnu. And then suddenly his meditation broke and he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead standing before him. And he was speechless. He couldn't say anything. Although the proper etiquette is when you have darshan with the Supreme Personality of Godhead like that, of course you should offer some nice prayers, but he was so stunned he couldn't say anything. So the merciful Lord took his conch shell, tapped him on the head, and by that merciful act he was able to offer eloquent or very high-level poetic prayers and please the Lord in that way. By the mercy of Lord Vishnu, he was able to say nice prayers. So in this way, his desire was fulfilled to have darshan with Lord Vishnu. And he had been looking for something material, something mundane. It all started because he wanted to sit on his father's lap. You know the story, that his stepmother would not allow him to sit on his father's lap. The co-queen, who was the King Uttanapada, his father, his favorite queen, would not allow Dhruva to sit on his lap. That's how the whole thing started. So he went to his mother crying hot tears. He's a Kshatriya. So he went to his mother. "Oh, mother, my stepmother, she will not allow me to sit on my father's lap." And he's crying, of course. His mother feels very badly about it. "My poor boy, there's nothing I can do to help you." "All right, who can help me then?" "Well, your father's the emperor, and so he is the law personified." "Oh, there must be someone higher than your father." "Well, yes, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." She was a devotee. So then, in this way, he determined to seek out Lord Vishnu, perform austerities, and seek out Lord Vishnu. So, in this way, by the mercy of Narada Muni, in course of time, he was able to have the darshan. So very wonderful things were possible in the Vedic age. And Parshuram was not an ordinary jiva, he was Saktavesh. And he has the power, he had the power to bring his father back to life with full remembrance. And then his father became eligible to become one of the seven sages in the group of seven stars. So they're still up there. He's still up there. Now, here's a meditation that's very important for you all. Many of you did not physically meet Srila Prabhupada. Of course, there are some, I have some god brothers and god sisters here. But many of you never physically met Srila Prabhupada. And I've had newcomers in the past lament and say, "Oh, I don't know your Prabhupada. I never met your Prabhupada." So try to understand something. Everyone sitting here is going to go back to home, back to Godhead, before the Sapta Ruchis. They're living a very long life up there. Hard to say how many trillions of years. But the Devas, they live 14,300,000,000,000 years. So if you just stick your hand in a bead bag and mumble some combination of Namabhas and Namaparad, just sticking your hand in a bead bag, and you're eating only Krishna Prasadam, and you come for darshan with these all things, we can't imagine the Sukriti, the building up under Prabhupada's lotus feet, under his instruction. We can't imagine this, how huge it is. We can't understand. We're covered over. We can't understand. But in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada comments that the cowboys became cowboys because of heaps and heaps of pious activities. So everyone sitting here is performing heaps and heaps of pious activities by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Harikatha in the Holy Dham. It's very wonderful. And by darshan with Rishi Sri Radha Madhava, Asta Shakis, Lord Nrsingadev. And this way, so much Sukriti or pious benefits, devotional benefit, is built up. And this way you can qualify to enter into Brajadab. Of course, most everybody will have to go through Gokula first. Most devotees will have to go through Gokula first. Gokula means a universe where Krishna's pastimes are taking place. Prakat Lila, manifest pastimes. Prakat means manifest. Aprakat means unmanifest. For we're here in the Dham, for example. Aprakat Lila is going on. We can't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can't see all his associates, we can't see hardly anything, you know. But all the, this is Nitya Dham, Nitya Lila is going on right here in Navadvipa Dham, right here in this temple and this whole area. Nitya Lila is going on, but we can't see it with our fleshy eyeball. So the idea is that we can become purified, then we can understand. Our good fortune is unlimited. What Prabhupada is present tense giving us, not past tense. We should not say, yes, Prabhupada gave us a wonderful gift of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. No, we should say, is giving us a wonderful gift of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can live by and go back to home, back to Godhead. At the end of most lectures, Prabhupada would say, Chant Hare Krishna, go back to home, back to Godhead. And all the devotees would say, Jai. That was weak. Jai. So, this is what Prabhupada is present tense giving. The formula to how to go back to home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. Prabhupada said, just give one life to Krishna, that's all. If we can just give one life. But, if you blow it, if you don't become serious enough, if you're too attached to sense enjoyment, then you may accidentally become a deva. There's probably not anybody sitting here who consciously wants to become a deva. I mean, it's a good lifestyle, you know, fancy life, you know. Far beyond the Birlas in India, far beyond Rockefellers and all the wealthy high class, so-called high class people in this world. Of course, the Birlas are devotees. But Rockefeller is not a devotee. And the all the rich and famous men and women of this world. In this way, everyone sitting here is more fortunate than all these people, famous movie actors and actresses, name and fame, money, multi-billionaires. It doesn't do anybody any good. Just like a few years back, Hugh Hefner died. He was 94 years old. The Yamadudus are still having a party with him. He was the founder of Playboy magazine, you know. He was always surrounded by beautiful young women, and he lived in a palace. He was a multimillionaire. What good did it do him? The Yamadudus came and they dragged him with ropes and took him down to the court of Yamaraj. Unless he got one of Prabhupada's books, I don't know if he ever got one of Prabhupada's books. We used to be able to distribute Prabhupada's books in the airports. It's very nice. He knows all about it. We have some veteran book distributors here. So, in this way, it used to be opportunity to give Prabhupada's books or sell Prabhupada's books to VIPs, but unfortunately they ousted us from the airports, so we're not able to do that anymore. It was a wonderful preaching opportunity. We passed out millions of books to movie stars, VIPs, politicians, everyone, soldiers also. I'll just have to digress for a moment and tell you a funny story about there's Tripurari Swami. He used to be one of the one of my godbrothers. He used to be one of the top book distributors in the world decades ago in Los Angeles. And the airport book distributors, they used to approach the soldiers. The soldiers would be coming home from their on leave from their duty in the army. And so the book distributors used to approach the soldiers because they knew that the soldiers were carrying hundreds of dollars in cash. They were paid in cash. They were carrying hundreds of dollars in cash. And they would go to brothels, they would go to prostitutes, they would spend their money on all sinful things. So the devotees felt they should do a service and deliver them by getting some of their money that was going to be spent on terrible sinful things. So they used to like approaching the soldiers, and in this way they sold many thousands of books to soldiers. Right, Vijay? Yes, he was one of them, Vijay Prabhu. He was one of the book distributors in those days. Thousands and thousands of books went out to soldiers, and some of them became very strongly influenced by Prabhupada, by reading in his books. So one day there was one soldier, Vijay, you must know this story. Tripurai was out there selling books, and he just happened to have a Krishna book with him. The man said, the soldier said, very, very proudly and very confidently, he said, "I'm not going to buy one of your books unless you can show me the breast of a woman." That's what it is. No, I'm serious. It's a true story. That's what the soldier said. "Unless you can show me the breast of a woman, I'm not going to buy one of your books." He thought, okay, I've got this Hare Krishna now. There's nothing he can do or say. I've got him now. Checkmate, you know. Not really. By the will of the Supreme Lord, Tripurari was carrying Krishna book with a story of Putana. So he took out the book. He took out the Krishna book with a picture of Putana. There she's lying there, big breast, you know. And he showed it to the soldier. The soldier was massively defeated and gave him $100. Haribol. There are many more book distribution stories. It's too juicy to pass up. There's another good one. I don't know if you know this one, Vijay, but there's a lot of juicy nectarine book distribution stories told by one of the world's top book distributors in Delhi, India. So one day he was selling books, and he was talking to someone. He talked to a young man on a motorbike at an intersection out in the streets. The young man said, "No, I'm not interested," which is a very common thing I say to book distributors. "Sorry, I'm not interested." So then the book distributor was saying, "You know, this is a very dangerous world that we live in, a very dangerous world, padam padam vipadam. There, death can come at any moment. It's very dangerous. You should take one of these books, Bhagavad Gita, and it'll teach you how to deal with the dangers of birth, death, old age, disease." He says, "No, I'm not interested." So then he got on his motorbike and he went only a few yards or a few meters and hit an oil slick and crash. His motorbike crashed. Do you know this story, Vijay? It's a juicy one. You can tell it. It's a true story. The motorbike crashed, and the book distributor ran up to him, and the young man said, "I'll take that book now." So it's really good. There's hundreds of really good stories I've got to tell you another story about Prabhu. Prabhu, he told this book distribution story that devotees dropped off a book distributor with a case of Bhagavad Gitas in an industrial park, means an area with nice landscaping and all that, upper class. And so he thought, Mel, maybe I can sell some books here somehow or other. And so he just was dropped off there and to be picked up later. So he got past security. The devotees are very clever. They knew how to get past security. And so he went inside the building. There was a very long hallway. He was walking down the hallway trying to figure out, how am I going to sell these books? Then he saw a security guard had spotted him, and he got very paranoid. He got frightened when he saw the security guard. And so he started to run. It was not a very good idea, because that way the security guard is going to chase after him for sure. So he started to run, and but there was a dead end to the hallway. He didn't see any way to go. But on the left side, there was another hallway, and there was kind of dark hallway, and there was some light at the end of the hallway. And so he ran into that side hallway, and he found there was light at the end. He found out there was a stage. All the bright lights were coming from a stage on the end of the hallway. He found himself standing with his case of books on a stage with bright lights. The MC, the master of ceremonies of the program that was going on, the auditorium was full, and the master of ceremonies of the program saw the book distributor with a case of books. He said, "Oh, the prizes have come. The prizes have come. Very good." So the devotees started handing out Bhagavad Gitas, because they were the facilitator, the program MC or Master Somis. He thought they were the prizes that were to be distributed to winners and the audience. So he passing out until his case of Bhagavad Gitas was empty. You know this story, Vijaya? It's a juicy story. Then his case of books is empty. The man says, "So how much do I owe you?" And the devotee was a little bit off guard, but he said, €500. That's a lot of money. A case of books, you know. So he took out and wrote him a check for €500, and the devotee went off very happy, you know. Haribo! So there's another... Yo, that's right. The important part I forgot to say. By the way, the devotee said, "Oh, by the way, what is this gathering here?" And the man said, "It's a convention of butchers." Amazing. So there's another magical story that the same book distributor was out and selling books. He came across one young man that said, "Oh, you're a Hare Krishna? Oh, that's great, that's fine. I have a cousin who is a Hare Krishna." Of course, the devotee was very curious. "Really? No kidding. You have a devotee cousin?" "Oh, yes. He's very highly placed in the Hare Krishna movement." The devotee goes, "Really? No kidding. Is he like a temple president?" "Oh, no, 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 no. You know this one, Vijay? Was he a temple president?" "Oh, no, no. Much higher." "All right. Was he a regional secretary?" "Oh, no, 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 no. Much higher." "A sannyasi?" "No, no, 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 no. Way higher, way higher. Not a sannyasi." All right, so then, was he a guru?" "No, no, no, much higher." "All right, I give up. What was he?" "He's a Prabhu." It's a true story. You can add it to your book distribution stories. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada, good day. So now, I want to continue with this concept of how is it everyone here is more fortunate than even the Sapta Rishis and so many huge giant devotees of the Lord and sages and sages on the higher planets. Because They may have to stay up there for 14 trillion, 300 billion years or more. While everyone sitting in this room, if you follow Srila Prabhupada carefully, then you will all be back to Godhead long before these big, big saints and sages. It's hard to digest such a concept, but if you want to actually understand Prabhupada, then meditate on what he is, present tense, accomplishing with this Krishna consciousness movement, not past. We know he built this movement, that's fine, with all his empowered devotees, that's fine. No, what he's accomplishing right now, not just what he did in the past. Living, because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he reasons ill who think that Vaishnavas die, we're living still in sound. We're living still in sound. And we're so fortunate that we have got, that also means the instruction or the vani coming from the Saktifish avatars, coming from Nityasiddha devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We still have that vani or instruction available by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, all the devotees sitting here will be back to home, back to Godhead. But if there's somebody not very serious, you have some friends or relatives or somebody that's not very serious, they're going to get stuck for 14 trillion, 300 billion years on higher planets. And that's risky business, because then you might end up getting entangled in sense enjoyment up there. Because it's, yeah, whatever you want, kshatriyas can have sex with any woman they want, you know, so forth. So much wealth, if they want money, they go to Kuvera and they get gold and gems. There's no paper money up there, sorry. They get gold, gems, sapphires, rubies, diamonds. That's what's available in the treasury up there, no paper money. So, no computers either. So, in this way, 14 trillion, 300 billion years, those devotees who are not serious, they may have to become devas. Although they didn't consciously desire, but Krishna within the heart, all right, you want these things. You want lots of sex life, you want power, you want authority, you want to be able to say, you want to be able to have some weapon, you can zap that guy, you can go, oh, I never liked that guy, zap, you know. See, that's why Krishna doesn't give power to devotees, you know, yet. Because right, as it stands today, if devotees, many devotees, if they had the power to burn somebody to ashes simply by glancing at them, there'd be a lot of pile of ashes around amongst the devotees. I never liked that guy, zap, you know. So therefore, Krishna doesn't give much power to Brahmins in this age of Kali for fear it will be misused. It would be, if we had that kind of power, be misused. There'd be a pile of ashes everywhere. So the thing is that 14 trillion, 300 billion years stuck on the higher planets. And then after that, there's no guarantee exactly where you'll end up. Of course, the probability is that devotees from the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because they are on the track to Krishna, Tribhanga Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govindamadi Purusham, the original Personality of Godhead, because devotees in Gaudiya Vaishnav path are on the way to Krishna, the probability is that somebody like probably Narada Muni would come along. I can't say 100%, but the probability is, because mostly they're all devas, are all devotees of Lord Vishnu. If somebody is a devotee of Krishna, Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita says Siddhartha, very, very rare. So therefore, but Narada on the other hand is always preaching up in the heavenly planets about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service, and the importance of chanting Hare Krishna. He's always doing this. That's his eternal pastime, preaching. He is the original Paribhajakacharya, which means everywhere and anywhere. In this way, he is reminding those that are qualified, you can tell them about Krishna. Mostly they're interested in Lord Vishnu. So, when you stick your hand in the bead bag, don't get stuck. Don't set yourself up for going and becoming a deva 14 trillion, 300 billion years. And those that are more serious, they go back to God, and Prabhupada would say so many times, in this very lifetime. So then, and all the devotees would say, Jai! Jai! In this way, we should be careful what we desire. Actually, going back to the story of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj made a famous statement. I was looking for broken glass, because all he wanted to do was sit on his father's lap, you know. I was looking for broken glass, but instead I found priceless gems. By the darshan and association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. So now he's Mahajan, you see. So then, in this way, Dhruva Maharaj lost all his material desires. He said, I was looking for broken glass. But in the purport, perhaps you remember, Vijay, in the purport, Prabhupada gives a warning. He says, be careful what you desire. You have read the story, narration of Dhruva Maharaj. Prabhupada gives a very stern warning in the purport. He says, be careful what you desire. Why? Because Krishna may fulfill that desire, even if you don't have that desire anymore. By the darshan of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj became completely 100% purified, pure devotee. But because his prior desire, what did he want? He wanted that his stepmother should die. He was extremely angry, so he almost cursed her. He didn't curse her, but he wanted so strongly she should die. And his half-brother, he was very envious of his half-brother who got to sit on his father's lap. So the whole thing started because he was envious of his half-brother who got to sit on his father's lap. That's how the whole narration begins. And so he had wanted his half-brother to die also because he had been so envious of him, you see. This is not very good. But that was where he was coming from when he started his journey on self-realization. He was full of these material desires. He wanted them dead. Later on, when he became the king, what happened was, his brother that previously he had wanted him to die, but later on he became purified because he was a pure devotee. He did not want that anymore. But his brother went out on a hunting expedition up in the Himalayas somewhere, and he was killed by the yakshas. When Yan Yaksha killed him, yakshas are the ancestors of the modern day Tibetans. So they full of mystic powers. And the Bhagavatam explains all the mystic powers they were using. Dhruva Maharaj was by himself. He didn't have an army with him. And it was just with his bow and arrow, he was defeating tens of thousands of soldiers and butchering them of the Yavanas. In this way, actually they were amazed, they respected that, well, this guy is amazing because look how he is, you know, performing such superhuman acts. They respected, Kshatriyas respect someone with superpowers. So superpowers, so he started killing the Kshatriyas, the Yavanas, and they were getting defeated. So they resorted to mystic powers. They were raining down naked women from the sky, boulders, trees. It was all illusion, using their mystic power. Bhagavatam describes in great detail horrible things they were raining down on Dhruva Maharaj, trying to distract him from his mission of killing them all. He was very angry because they had killed his brother. One man had killed his brother. Then also, when Dhruva Maharaj's brother did not come back to the palace in the evening, his mother became full of anxiety, what has happened to my son? So she went out to the forest looking for him. And she was killed by a tiger. So Dhruva Maharaj's brother, half-brother, was killed by the Yavanas, and his mother, his stepmother, was killed by a tiger in the forest. In this way, the prior desires of Dhruva Maharaj were fulfilled. That's why Prabhupada warns, be careful what you desire. So we should try to desire only pure devotional service. This is very important. Surrendering ourselves to Guru Gauranga, Radha Madhava, Ashtasakis, Lord Nrisimha Bhagavan, we should try to stick on the path of pure devotional service the best we can. Because by doing so, we can go back to home, back to Godhead, Prabhupada said hundreds of times. So, try to understand that we are more fortunate than the devas. We are more fortunate than so many big, big sages on the higher planets. Do you understand? You get that? We're more fortunate because unless you get sidetracked and go up to the heavenly planets, then everyone sitting here will be back to home, back to Godhead, millions of years before the devas, hundreds of millions of years before the devas. So we should not want anything material in that way, so that we accidentally become devotees. What jnanis are after and yogis and all that, trying to go to the heavenly planets, performing severe austerities to get their foolishness. Accidentally, a devotee can go there just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Accidentally, anyone sitting here can accidentally go to the heavenly planets. Not a good idea, because death is coming. We have the express train by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his divine representatives. We have to take the express train, not the slow train. So many big, big, giant devotees of Lord Vishnu. We are more fortunate even than the four Kumaras, who are, they are Mahajan. But we are more fortunate, by the mercy of Prabhupada, try to understand, download that, please. We are more fortunate than even the four Kumaras, because they're Atmarama, they're fully self-satisfied, they're happy with they're still in their little boy bodies, you know the story. There's no time to tell it now. But they remain five-year-old bodies, but they're great, powerful mystic yogis. They know about Braj, just like when we sing the Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate. One of the verses tells how, one of the Kumaras knows all about Radharani. Remember? Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate. One of the verses explains how one of the Kumaras knows all about Srimati Radharani. That's pure Braj. But they are in Shantaras, but they're fully self-satisfied. But actually, all the followers of Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnavacharyas, in our line, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's very unlikely that anyone sitting here is going to become a cow in Goloka Vrindavan. Not very likely. Of course, if you could become a cow if you want to, or you could become a bird, or so many different living entities are all devotees in Goloka Vrindavan. But it's more probable the active ras and friendship or and conjugal, that is more likely destination for everyone sitting here. So we have to stop now. Anyone have any questions, comments, corrections? Yes? You have to be my relay man, because I won't be able to hear. You speak English? No, I still won't be able to. I need a relay person, okay? Hi, Bob.
Hare Krishna. There's a nice point about we have to be careful that we don't have the misfortune of going to heaven, heavenly planets. And just a brief comment, because it's a nice little coincidence. Today is it's Memorial or Vyasapuja Day of Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Vyasapuja Day. So I remember many years ago, he was writing in his Vyasa Puja, homage to Srila Prabhupada, and it was very clever. So he was saying, here comes another one. The whole premise was that he didn't quite make it. He probably did make it, but in his humble presentation, he was assuming he didn't make it. And he was, unfortunately, he got the booby prize, you might say. He was on a heavenly planet. So the Vyasa Puja homage that he wrote starts off as, here comes another one, another God brother, God sister who was unfortunate. He's joining me on a heavenly planet instead of going back to home, back to Godhead. So it's very, it's a little coincidence that today happens to be his.
Of our good fortune on account of Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Thank you very much. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
You have to relay the question. I can't hear the question, so I have severe hearing loss.
Uh, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yes. Thank you very much. When you were speaking about the four Kumaras being in Shantaras, I don't mind sharing with you, if you allow, that the four Kumaras had their own Sampradaya. They became the guru of Nimba Aditya, and they gave him worship of Radhan Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't think it's proper to say he took their two principles of their Sampradaya and brought them into our Gaudiya Sampradaya, but from the Sampradaya of the four Kumaras, we take exclusive shelter of Srimati Radharani and worship of the gopis as the highest mode of worship of Krishna. So in one, you know, you can look back to they started out as Brahmavadis, but to say that's where they are now might be kind of eclipsing their glories to some extent. So I just thought I would share that with you. That's from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya.
You're suggesting they have the power to become gopis if they wanted to, but generally they are self-satisfied. The Amarama, the four Kumaras are self-satisfied Amarama, generally. They're not hankering after Braj, although they have the power, they could take gopi bodies if they wanted to. But generally they're satisfied.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. All right, so we have to stop there. Thank you very much. Chakra Guru, Sita Papa, Gijai, Karanchana, Shima, Bhagdam, Gijai, Nitai, Gopa, Ganande, Ari, Ari, Bolo.